This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we seek His help and we seek His forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil that is within ourselves, as well as the evil that results from our sins. Whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, none shall misguide them. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows to be led astray, then no one will be able to guide them back to the straight path. Ask Allah, I bear witness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only deity worthy of worship and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His final messenger and prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. During the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we see that the companions demonstrated enormous feats when it came to showing their devotion once they had submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this came in the form of donating. It came in the form of defending the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It came in the form of sacrificing themselves in the battlefields. It came in the form of putting their faith above their tribal expectations. But one of the greatest sacrifices witnessed by other nations was how much the Sahaba, how much the companions of the Prophet ﷺ loved the Rasul ﷺ. You find in the ahadith, you find in the narrations, the prophetic narrations, a plethora of examples where we find the companion saying things such as, Fidaka abi wa ummi ya Rasulullah, may my parents be ransomed for you, Messenger of Allah. What does that mean? That's not something that we say in English to other people. In other words, the companions were trying to say that they would even give up their own parents for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Such a heavy statement. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us in a beautiful hadith, he says, on the authority of Anas bin Malik, and we have to think about who this narrator is. Anas bin Malik was this young man who was the servant to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he had a very special relationship with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the sense that he helped the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was his mentor. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من ولده ووالده والناس أجمعين. None of you will have completed your faith. It doesn't mean that the person is out of the fold of Islam. It means the person will not have complete faith until you love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than your children, more than your parents, more than all the people on earth. And we have heard of this hadith before. We know of the meaning and the importance of it. Umar radiallahu ta'ala an was walking with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he said, Messenger of Allah, I love you. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam looked at him and he said, Ya Umar, and you have to remember who this is. This is Umar bin Khattab, one of the most direct individuals among the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So direct. He never minces his words. And the Prophet ﷺ looked at him and said, more than your children? Umar bin Khattab said, yes, more than my children. And then he said, Ya Umar, more than your parents? He said, yes. He said, Umar, Ya Umar, more than yourself? And the Prophet and Umar radiallahu anhu paused. And he said, Messenger of Allah, no, not more than myself. Because if you think about it, it is part of the human instinct to save yourself. And the Prophet says, not yet, Umar. Not yet. Umar radiallahu anhu went away, thought about it, did some serious reflection about his faith, about the meaning of loving the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then he came back into the masjid and he stood in the middle of the masjid and he says, by Allah, Ya Rasulullah, I love you more than I love myself. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Al-an, now Umar, it is now that Umar's faith is now complete. Brothers and sisters, loving the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is an important aspect of our religion. Without the love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is no Islam, there is no Iman, and there is no Ihsan. The Prophet ﷺ was Sayyid Waladi Adam. He was the best of the children of Adam. The Prophet ﷺ said, Ana Sayyidu Waladi Adam. Wala fakhr. The Prophet ﷺ would say, I am the best of all the children of Adam. And there is no boasting when I say that. These are the words of the Prophet ﷺ. We know from the Quran, Allah tells us, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. For indeed you are of the most exalted in character. And we know from the Quran that the Prophet ﷺ was forgiven for the past, the present, and in the future. لِيَغْفِرَ لَكَ اللَّهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ وَيُتِمَّ نِعْمَتَهُ عَلَيْكَ. And he will bestow and complete the favor of Allah upon him. وَيَهْدِيَكَ صِرَاطًا مُسْتَقِيمًا. And he will guide you to the straight path. But brothers and sisters, if it wasn't because of Allah's mercy and Allah's guidance, and then the sending of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to this world, none of us here would be sitting in this masjid. None of you would be Muslims. Only Allah knows what religion I would be. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what religion you would be. So far as we know, the Middle East would probably have, most of them were Christians by that time. They would probably have stayed on Christianity. My folks would probably be a communist. Atheist, right? People from the subcontinent would be following whatever religions were in the subcontinent. Think about this moment right now. The fact that Allah guided you to come to Salatul Jum'ah. Who taught us this? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu was stoned. The Prophet sallallahu, his life was endangered. The Prophet sallallahu was under the threat of assassination multiple times. During the Battle of Badr, the Prophet sallallahu said, "Oh Allah, if this group of Muslims are to be killed today, you will never be worshipped on the planet, on this face of the world, on this planet." So isn't it at least a little bit that we should give our thanks to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for what he has done for us? Every way to paradise, the Prophet sallam showed us. Every way that leads to hellfire, may Allah protect us, the Prophet sallam warned us of it. And that is why, brothers and sisters, one of the things that many parents must teach their children, as important as making wudu, as important as making salah, as important as knowing the five pillars of Islam, is to teach your children to send salah and salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is an important aspect that many parents do not think about. They will teach it when they have to teach the salah, when they have to sit down, they have to read the tashahud, they teach them that part, but they never actually teach them the importance that you should make it your habit, especially on Jum'ah, to say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad. And inshallah, in the second khutbah, we'll talk about some of the meanings of this and explore the importance of this. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وبعد. Allah tells us in the Quran and Surah Al-Ahzab, إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي. Verily Allah and His angels send blessings upon the Prophet. There is actually two interpretations of this. The first interpretation is Allah sends salah, which we'll explain, salah and salam upon the Prophet, and the angels do the same. The other interpretation of this verse, according to the scholars of tafsir, is Allah sends salah and salam upon Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the angels ask Allah to do the same. That the angels are asking Allah to send salah and salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so Allah tells us, because Allah does it, and the angels do it? Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, Sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Send salah and salam upon the Prophet. Now some people might say, we don't know what it means. What does it mean to say, send a salah upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How do you send salah unto the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? You have to look at it from the Arabic perspective. The word salah in Arabic means dua. So when you say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, you are asking Allah to send a dua and barakah upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's what it means. And another interpretation, you are asking Allah to praise Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam in front of the angels. And sending the salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa is very straightforward, to send the peace upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa. So this is a direct connection that we have every day in salah. When we pray five times a day, we sit down and we say this. Why? Because everything that we are practicing in Islam is part of the teachings of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So much so that we say the salah and the salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our janazah, in the khutbahs. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned us about this. And he said, Al-bakhilu man dhukirtu indahu falam yusalli alayhi. The stingy one. And in our culture, we are all about hospitality. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the stingy one, the selfish one, is the one who hears my name being mentioned and does not send salah and salam upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make it your habit, brothers and sisters. Another aspect of this is that the Prophet ﷺ tells us that one of the miracles of his prophethood is that whenever you say it, actually the angels convey it to the Prophet ﷺ and he responds it in the way that Allah knows how the Prophet ﷺ responds in Hayatun Barzakhiyah. We also know in another narration of the Prophet ﷺ that the one who sends salah 10 times in the morning, this is in Tabarani, this hadith, 10 times in the morning and 10 times in the evening. It's as simple as saying, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. 10 times in the morning, 10 times in the evening, you will get the ability to seek the intercession of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam on the Day of Judgment. So easy. When you're driving your car and going to work in the morning, say it 10 times. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. As simple as that, brothers and sisters. And finally, brothers and sisters, the etiquette of how one should say it is obviously to link it with your entire identity as a Muslim. To understand, like we mentioned, that everything that you do, everything that you have learned so far is by the grace of Allah and by the guidance brought by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So today, especially on Friday, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam encouraged us to do this. So on your way back from back to work and on your way home, inshallah, send peace and blessings upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Inna Allah malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabiyyi alladhina amanu sallu alayhi wasallimu taslima. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب وأقم الصلاة